What's good, y'all? Your boy Brandon back again. Another episode of the On Run Podcast, man. This week, internal podcast, man. We're still getting the studio set up. Be on the lookout for the next episode. That's going to be the one with our first guest in the new studio, in our new setup. So right now you're seeing us in one of the sets that we have in our studio. So if you're an up-and-coming content creator, podcaster, whatever it is you need to do, man, come tap in with us. We got you. We got places to record. We got equipment, editing, whatever you need. Tap in with us, man. But this week, I'm here with my boy Noah, man. It's a little bit of a farewell episode for now because my boy's about to go on vacation.
Yeah.
Tell the people where you're about to go, bro.
Man, I'm going to the Yay area.
Yes, sir.
Line tomorrow, you know what I mean? Shout out my little cousin. She graduated high school, man. Extremely proud of her. The whole family proud of her. So, you know what I mean? It's going back home for a little bit.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. So you're actually from San Jose.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this your first time going back, like, as an adult?
Not. What do you mean as an adult?
Like, now that you're, like, first of all, you're over 18.
Right.
Probably over 21. So you go like, to bars, clubs, and stuff. No, and like, then yeah, also, yeah, no, like, having your own money type
right,
stuff.
Right, no, I've been back since I've turned 18, 21. Like, I usually go back, like, every year or two.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But how you were saying, like, this is the first time that I booked really my own accommodations.
Ah, shit.
You know what I mean?
So, this time, you got some money to you.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't
we on the run been paying good.
Yeah, on the run is taking care of your boy for sure. But what's it called? Like, usually, like, whenever you flew with family as a kid, right?
Yeah.
We didn't appreciate the flight was paid for.
Nah, facts.
The hotel was paid for. Facts. Now that we got our own money, our own jobs, whatever, hey, that's all on you.
Traveling would be expensive.
And then
you get there, and then after you paid, like, the flight, the hotel, you're like, do I really want to go to the steak dinner? Or can I just get some fast food and call it a day?
Hey, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, man, like, trying to book an airline?
Yeah.
United?
Nah,
Delta?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Hey, man. Shout out to Southwest.
Facts.
They take care of
you. Southwest be holding it down.
Yeah.
Free bags and all that.
Facts. And then the hotel I booked was like, I mean, I splurged a little bit.
Yeah.
But some of them hotels over there, they tripping, bro.
Hey.
They was finna have me stay at some damn, you know, like the crime scene, the crime documentaries. First 48. This was where the person was last seen.
Some
of them hotels, I'm like, bro, I'm not finna end up on no ID channel at 4 p.m.
Nah,
that's
hell
out.
Nah, yeah.
That's out. So we staying at the, it's the Marriott, but it's like, they're like, at Lux versions. I don't know how to explain. It's cool though, so.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully it's a good time out there, but are you scared about flying, like, by yourself?
No, you know what's so crazy, bro? I booked the plane by myself. I didn't tell my parents or whatever.
Yeah.
But my parents, this.
They got on the same flight?
No, yeah, they on the same flight, bro. But this is, I don't know if they finna be, bro. They in the back of the plane. I'm section A.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? So I'm going to just, while they walk by me, like, yeah, I mean, I'm waving at them. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we ended up on the same flight.
Yeah.
But then I'm going to be, because they're actually leaving before me. So I'm but I've flown before by myself.
So you only got no final last words before you take off?
Just in case motherfucking Boeing Aerospace and Defense fuck up some on the plane. I want to say to my friends and family, I love y'all. What's it called? I don't got, like, y'all know what it is. Hold it down.
P.O.P.
P.O.P. Hold it down. That's all I got to say. What's it called? I have some requests in the event of my untimely demise.
Put it on us.
First of all, we gonna need In-N-Out catering. What else we gonna need? We gonna need, I'm gonna need Mariah the Scientist to sing at my funeral. Hey. I'm gonna put this all on you to get this done.
That's a big ask, my boy.
Hey, bro, you can get it done.
We'll make it happen.
All right, and I had a request. I brought this up with the homies, and they clowned me for it, but I said, like, you know when Nipsey passed and they drove him around the city?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, y'all got to drive me around Vegas.
Bet.
Yeah. Car y'all finna drive me in, though?
Toyota Camry? Fuck. We gonna spend all the money on Mariah. How we gonna get it, like, how we gonna get the Rolls Royce?
Y'all need to have a fish fry and a fundraiser.
Fuck.
You know
have to
saying?
Do a car wash, a fish fry, and a fundraiser. Fuck, sell some chocolates or some shit.
Y'all finna have the signs, like, hey, yeah. We try to, yeah, man. Oh, and I have another thing too. I already, if I go out crazy, I already know the picture y'all finna use. It's on my Instagram. It's a picture of me smiling with like a TMT hat on.
Yeah.
But it's a really nice photo.
Okay.
That's the mural. That's the mural photo y'all gotta use. Bet, if y'all start painting me.
Yeah, we'll get you right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, other than that though, y'all was flying recently.
Yeah.
OTR was. Miami.
Miami, woo! Man. So it all was kind of last minute because I had a homie that I met in France. Mm-hmm. Or he's from France. And he was coming to Miami. He had told me about this trip like a year ago, right? Mm. And in my mind, he's like, yeah, but we're probably going to go to Miami next year. He's like, we should link up in Miami. And I was like, yeah, for sure. In my mind, I'm like, oh, you probably bullshit. That shit ain't going to make it out the group chat, you know? Some yeah. American shit.
Yeah.
But they actually made it happen. So when he was out in Miami, he's like, yeah, bro, we just landed in Miami. He's like, let me know if you want to come out here and shit. And I was like, yeah, maybe. And it was like in the middle of all this. And then I was thinking too, I'm like, man, I need like a little like vacation mm-hmm. before we hit the ground running on this shit. Cause it's about to be nonstop work for the next, I don't know how long.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we went out there, kicked it. It was cool, man. But it was like a lot of shit that happened in Miami.
Okay.
Like a lot of shit. So starting off, right, just like that first 48 shit you was talking about.
Right.
You know how in first 48, there's always somebody that fucking like sees the crime. There's always somebody who like is a witness somehow, some way, like they just see some
right.
shit and then the
they
person
just around,
gets caught.
Right.
Yeah. So one night, bro, we're walking home. We're walking back to the B&B and we're staying like right next to the ocean, basically like mm-hmm. on that same street next mm-hmm. to the ocean, next to the beach. And we're just bullshitting, bro. And we're walking and there's a hotel and it has a fountain. And this motherfucker Benji, bro, starts fucking around. He grabs some water. He starts splashing me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, I'm not about to go for this shit. Mm-hmm. So I grab, he's wearing like a button-up shirt. I grab his ass. I'm like, I know you're not going to rip your shirt. So I fucking dragged him. I start splashing the shit out of him. He's like drenched. And at this point, we're dying, like just dying laughing. We start walking, bro. I kid you not. We take like 3 steps and like 5 feet ahead on the left. There's this fucking homeless dude on the stoop, just in the dark, chilling, like looking at all that shit. And I'm like, no way, he just witnessed everything that happened, bro. And I'm like, that's how I'm like, damn, bro. When they really be killing people, that's how there's always somebody fucking watching. Somehow, some way, like that shit, I don't know. That shit just tripped me out.
Well, I mean, now, like, you know, motherfuckers be having CCTV and shit.
Yeah, cameras and shit. But yeah. It's like, even people. Like, what's the odds that this dude is just right there in the perfect spot?
But y'all in Miami Beach, though, so that's, like, one of the most populated areas in the country.
Yeah.
But I know what you're talking about. You're talking about somebody off in the cut.
Like, I'm talking about, like, you know how there's, like doorways and then just like stairs that come down to the sidewalk.
Yeah, he's
like on the stairs and like in pitch black darkness. If he didn't move slightly, I would not have seen him. And that shit just tripped me the fuck out because I was like, is that a dog, bro? Like, what the fuck is in the shadow just lurking?
Yeah. He all in the cut.
He in the cut just chilling, I guess, trying to catch something going down on his block or some shit.
Yeah, but see, that's Miami. All that glitter and gold and neon and all that.
Bro, everybody's scammy as hell in Miami.
Scammy?
Yeah, bro. Like, so we went to a baseball game, right? Uh-huh. We in the Marlins Stadium, you know.
The old stadium, right?
No, it's a new one.
Oh, okay,
the new one, new one, yeah. So they're giving out bobbleheads. And we take our bobbleheads, we go to the seats, and then there's like a little confusion because we were like, are we going to get food? Are we not? We ended up decided to get food, so we put our bobbleheads there, right? Tell me why we go, we get food, we come back, and there's some old Cuban dude sitting next to our bobbleheads, and he's got his arm around like it's his wife. Like, he's got the arm around the chair, the bobbleheads are there, and I'm like, so he don't think those are his, right? Like, yeah, first of all, it's one per person. Second of all, like, you came late as hell. I know your ass didn't get no bobblehead, right? And the whole game, he's just, like, chilling there. He's talking to his homie. And then he started talking to us like he ain't just steal our shit.
Uh-huh.
Like, we're talking, right? And my homie's like, oh, I don't understand. Like, they're from France. He's like, I don't understand, like, what's going on. And then Benji's like, yeah, we're losing. Like, it's like the Marlins got blown out. Uh-huh. And the dude's like, yeah, for now, you know, the Marlins can still come back, some shit. I'm like, you just stole our shit. The fuck is you talking to
so,
us for?
Wait, okay. So, like, he's talking, y'all, like, obviously with his new buddies, the shit he stole from y'all, the bobbleheads. How come you didn't tell him mid-conversation, like, bro, you know that's our shit, right?
So, it was so funny because, like, we just kept, like, it's like this old dude, like, you know how, like, some shit go down, and you know if you say anything, you're automatically going to be looked at as a bad guy.
Like this
old, like, dude, like, he look harmless as hell. Like, right. You just know if you get into an argument, he tells people, like, oh, no, they're trying to bully me.
Yeah.
They would automatically be like, y'all just trying to bully this old man. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck. So halfway through the game, this dude takes the bobbleheads and he puts them under his seat. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, right? And then at the end, he gets up, he grabs his bobbleheads, like, hugs them, and he just, like, looks around, and then he leaves. And I'm like, I was just dying laughing because it was, like, the funniest shit ever. And I was like, I don't want that bum-ass bobblehead. Yeah. Y'all, Martin's just lost 5-0, bro. Yeah. Don't fucking, yeah. Yeah.
What do you think he did with the bobbleheads? Maybe we shouldn't
eat that. I hope he gave it to his grandkids or his or some shit.
Did he, be honest, did he look like the type of person to have grandkids?
Yeah, I can see it. He's Cuban. He's Hispanic. They probably got like 20 grandkids, you know?
I'm not going to.
This is how it goes.
Okay. Yeah. You're Hispanic. You could say that. I'm not agreeing with that.
That's how it go.
I mean, okay. So he stole the bobbleheads. And then what happened next in Miami?
It was cool. Like, one thing about Miami, though, is like the food is so expensive. Mm-hmm. Like, expensive as hell. And that's like both. Because I was like, oh, maybe it's just because we're on Miami Beach. But it's like, you go to Brickell, it's still fucking expensive. Mm-hmm. So one thing they have out there is like mandatory, like, gratuity, like mandatory service tax. Mm-hmm. So on top of like the base food, which is already kind of expensive, they add 20% mandatory. And then they still ask you to tip. It's like, what the fuck? Like, dead ass, bro, we got two arepas. Arepas are like... literally the most basic the most basic food ever, right? Yeah.
We should only be like...
How much would you pay for two?
Two arepas?
Yeah.
Like $8?
$50.
Bro.
They got us for
not,
50.
You did not
they
pay...
They got us for 50
you
bucks.
You did not pay $50 they for two arepas.
They got us
for
$50. $50? $50. And I was happy as hell swiping my card. As soon as I left, I was full. I was happy. And I was like, $50? Then it threw that shit back up.
So you didn't
up,
realize how much it was when you were eating?
It's like, you do, but then, like, you know how, bro, when you're on vacation, yeah, it's like, you fuck it, yeah. And then you really think about it, you're like, what am I don't got doing? $50 for two arepas type money? The fuck?
No.
Am I stupid?
No, yeah. Wait, were these, like, caviar arepas?
No, just,
filet mignon
bro,
arepas?
Regular ass, like, they put, like, five shrimp in the arepas, and I'm like, and cheese and yellow cheese, and that's it.
Do you know the name of the restaurant so we can warn people not to go?
Literally, here? Everywhere you go, it's gonna be that expensive. Oh. Everywhere. And they love pizza. There's like pizza place on every fucking corner in Miami Beach. I don't know why.
Because it's cheap to make.
Yeah.
And then they're gonna tax you.
Yeah. And then tourists be eating that shit up. Everybody eats pizza, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck. But Miami, it's like a whole different vibe. We were talking a little bit before the episode started about like the coolest places in the country. And Miami just feels like so different. And
it's a movie.
Yeah, literally though.
Yeah.
And it just feels like you have to speak Spanish to live there though. Like even people born there, bro, I promise they could be like second, third generation. Right. Still got an accent.
Still not, yeah.
Still got an accent somehow.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. No, you dead ass right, because I remember when I went as a kid.
Yeah.
This is like kind of how you're saying, like, we were all South Beach. We wanted to go eat lunch, me and the fam. And we walk up in a Chinese restaurant, and we thinking it's going to be Chinese people working in the back. But we walk up in there, it's all Dominicans. I'm like, what the fuck?
Bro. So the first time I went, right,
mm-hmm.
I was tired of eating arepas and whatever. On the last day, the last night before leaving, I was like, I want something different. I'm walking down the street, there's an Indian food. And I'm like, fuck it. You know, at that point, I don't even think I really had Indian food like that. Mm-hmm. I was like, fuck it, I'll try it. So the fucking, everybody's like, the waiters, they're all Indian, everything's cool, you know? They come take the order, bro. Indian motherfucker starts talking to me in a Cuban accent.
That's crazy.
I kid you not.
So,
like,
was it like
He was not Cuban.
Was it like an Indian Cuban accent?
No.
No.
Like, so he was like
straight Indian.
Kind of full Cuban
but
accent.
But he had a Cuban accent.
Full straight Indian, like Indian. Like,
right.
Yeah. Cuban accent. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, that shit tripped me the fuck out.
You know what's crazy? I kind of can relate to that. Like, I was telling you before the podcast episode, just all my cousins are all over the motherfucking place.
Yeah.
I have an auntie.
Yeah.
She's African.
Uh-huh.
I'm African, right? But she has a country accent.
So it's weird. Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
A...
You know the one that trips me out?
Uh-huh.
There's like the people that are like Latinos, mm-hmm. in like the UK. So yeah. You'll have a motherfucker like us, and when we speak Spanish, we all sound the same.
Right.
And then when we speak English, they got a whole UK, oh, like, English, hello, Central Sea right. accent. Yeah. But and I'm Spanish. Like, what? But in Spanish, they sound like, oh, they sound like, right. the regular same Spanish, shit.
But then they switch
but then, it. And that shit just trips my fucking brain out because I'm like, how the fuck your parents went from there to all the way over there? Like, you crossing the ocean and shit? I don't know.
Yeah, man. People being in up strange places.
For real.
But yeah. I wanted to ask you, too. Do you think you could ever live somewhere, like, international?
That's a good-ass question. Yeah. And I thought about it, like, a lot.
Yeah.
I would say, like, I'm 50-50. Like, yes and no. Like, the thing I love about America is I feel like it's just the easiest place. Like, you get what you grind for. Yeah. Like, if you work hard, you'll be able to make it. Yeah. Most of the time, right? There's a lot of bullshit that happens here, too.
Yeah, of course.
But other places, it's just not like that. Like, I was talking to the dude from Hawaii I was telling you about. Shout out to the homie. He'll be on a podcast soon. But he's talking about, like, Hawaii, and he basically said the same thing. He's like, yeah, in Hawaii, like, every life is so slow. Like, people are just, you know, they're chill. And it just feels like you don't strive for more. Like, you're already living in a place that's so beautiful. You're like, I can go out to the beach every day. Yeah. So as long as they have money for, like, living and food, they're like, this is good enough for me. And when you go to Europe, bro, like, for example, right now we live in Vegas, right? If you drive around, how many people are you going to see walking down the street?
Oh, well, I mean, I saw quite a few because you had my ass weighing.
Like, okay. But like just normal day driving
but
around
not
the city.
Too many, yeah, not too many. Not like, really too
there's
many.
There's really nobody on the
everyone's
streets.
Everyone's in a car or a bus. Everyone,
exactly. Yeah. And then, you know, if you go to lunchtime, like even still, like people come in, they'll get their food, 15
bounce,
minutes, they're
yeah,
back.
They're back to work.
Like back to work.
Yeah.
When you go to Europe, bro, there'll just be like random days during the week where you're outside. And everybody's just, like, in a park having food. Or they're in a cafe during lunchtime. Like, shit closes. Like, shops close during lunchtime from, like, 11 to,
and
like,
people
1.
People go eat with their families.
People go home to eat with their families. Or they go out to eat. Or, like, you know, it's a different vibe. But then you really look at it in, like, in the big European cities. Like, everybody lives in an apartment. And they don't own, like, cars. And they don't own, like, you know, motherfuckers here, they have cars. They have trucks. They have boats. They have fucking, you know, ATVs.
That's the American way.
That's the
American
way.
You got to have a GTA garage.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's, like, over there, it's different. And don't get me wrong. Like, there's some things I like about being able to work and have your own things rather than depending on, like, everybody else. Mm-hmm. But there's also some things I like about being able to take the time to enjoy your life and not just be, like, I'm in grind mode 24/7. So finding the balance, I feel like that's the most important thing, because I don't feel like either one of them is the best on its own.
Yeah.
It's going to be some
There's
combination of both. Yeah.
There's pros and cons.
What about you?
in like what regard?
Like, would you ever live anywhere else? I guess internationally.
I wouldn't, like, if I knew the language, I'd get like, oh man, I don't know, man. I'm just so used to being American. It's like, I don't know. Right. Like, yeah. And that, like, I like how you were talking about, like, in America, you could do whatever.
Right.
Like, imagine if we were in Sweden trying to do this podcast.
Yeah.
Man, this shit would take forever.
Facts.
Right?
Like even just to get a place this big would be impossible, like, in Europe. It would be so expensive.
Yeah.
Like, Nike is, like, we'd have to be, like, Nike money to be somewhere this big. Facts.
But, I mean, you know what, man? Life, we still got a lot of life to live. You never know.
Yeah. You never know.
On the run, China.
Up. Like, what ideally, what I really love, because I love traveling.
Yeah.
That's like, if I could spend money on one thing for the rest of my life, travel. Like, I wouldn't buy a car. I wouldn't buy, like, nothing crazy. Yeah. Obviously, I'd have to buy a house, but, like, yeah, traveling for sure. So, ideally, what I would want, bro, I would want, like, us to just travel, like, every 2 months to go somewhere, like, crazy and just, like, live there for a week and then just, like, talk about it on the pod and just break it down and, you know.
That's just a great idea.
Like, yeah. We just need sponsors, man. So, if you want to sponsor us, man,
hey,
hit our line.
We're happy
man.
To travel and interview people.
So you want us to promote your products, promote your brand, whatever it is you want.
Send it on through. Y'all know.
Hell yeah.
I got the DMs.
Hell
but
yeah.
There's another thing I want to talk about too. Oh, I wrote this down. Shout out to Mexico. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
The first female Mexican president. Hey, viva la Mexico! Viva la Mexico! What Jennifer Lopez said? Mi gente Latino!
Bro.
I'ma just leave that all to you. I'ma just stay quiet. I'ma, you know what I mean?
Where can I
just wanted to bring it up, obviously, because this is a Latino podcast.
I could literally talk about this for like hours, and I know there's people out there who are way more qualified, probably know way more. But just like from the, you know, I like to read and stay up to date with the news.
Yeah.
I just, like, it's hard to feel it's hard to feel happy for it.
Why not?
Like, if you just look at, like, how everything was set up, how it all came to be,
yeah,
the circumstances of everything, like, it just isn't, like, it isn't... This isn't Barack Obama getting elected as the first black president.
Oh, so like, I don't feel okay.
This isn't like when Barack got elected. Oh man, like, Barack is like,
people was dancing in, bro, the streets.
Not just that, but it's like even just the act itself.
It felt
like,
hopeful.
He is, you know, regardless of how you feel in hindsight to his presidency, like he was very well spoken, very well educated. He was like, I would say, like, yeah, like the obvious choice, like very just, you know, presidential, like.
Right.
You know, this isn't that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, leading up to this election, like, 37 candidates got killed, murdered.
Damn.
The bloodiest election cycle in history.
But how come that shit don't make, like, international news like that?
Because
in America, if you killed a U.S. senator that was running for re-election, yes, that shit is...
Yeah.
The world's gonna stop.
Sadly, violence in Mexico has been so normalized, mm-hmm, that even just... You know, there's killings all the time, and it's just like, oh yeah, it's just a news. It's like you know how people would be like, oh yeah, did you hear about these people that got killed in Chicago? And it's like, which ones?
Yeah,
it's like that shit just happens all the time. Yeah. It's just like, it just feels like, oh, a number, and it popped up, and then it goes away. But then you forget, like, these are whole people's families, right, and communities,
these are brothers,
and
sisters,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's like everything that leaves behind.
Yeah,
you know, Mexico has been going through that since forever. Mm-hmm. So the fact that, like, first, this is the first female president elected, but it's like, in what way? You know, like, 37 people had to be murdered. As soon as she got elected, there was another mayor in the state next to them that got murdered, like, as soon as she got elected. So to me, it's like, they're cleaning house. Like, she didn't get there because, you know, she actually, like, was the choice. It's just, she was put there by somebody.
Okay, I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole, because I don't want our families and lives endangered.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean, like, what was I finna say? So, like, you're saying, like, there's some, like, shit above her controlling Mexico.
I'm just gonna get the elephant out of the room, because I'm sure a lot
of
people...
Hey, man, please don't get us killed. Please.
Look, a lot of people, I'm sure, are like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to hear. So, it's one thing to become the first female president in history, mm-hmm, when over 50% of the population is female. It's another thing to become the first Jewish president in history.
Such a small minority.
No, listen, I'm not going to crash out. Look, not going to crash out.
Okay. But don't, please don't crash out yet.
Not
going
to crash out.
We got deals to sign, big dog.
But it's not so much that it's like, oh my God, why would we ever elect a Jewish person to be leader? It's the fact that a Jewish person, which is one of three now, the president of Ukraine, and the president of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Now tell me what's going on in Ukraine. Tell me what's going on in Israel. Like, why is it such a coincidence that the countries that America is helping so much just so happen to be those countries?
Well, okay. You know, didn't she grow up in Mexico? I try to look up her Wikipedia little bit.
So she is the granddaughter of immigrants from, I believe, Lithuania. They said Lithuania or...
I thought it was Bulgaria.
Bulgaria. One. There might be one or both, or I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But some Eastern European country, mm-hmm, obviously during World War II.
Her grandparents immigrated to Mexico.
And the problem is, like, although, like, you have to understand how, like, especially Jewish, like, not so much religion, but culture gets, like, passed down, right?
So basically, I'm a...
So it's like this, right?
All right.
Like, your family's from Africa, right?
Yeah.
But then you would probably come here and...
Oh, my parents think I'm American.
Exactly.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
For them, it's like...
We gotta feel you.
No, but not just that. It's like, you can be, like, black and Christian. You can be Mexican and Christian. You can be white and Christian. It's like, you're just Christian, you know?
Uh-huh.
To be Jewish is, like, such, like, an... unique thing, that they don't just erase it just because you move somewhere else. It doesn't just go away. Like, and like I said, like, right, we have communities here, like, right, obviously I'm Muslim, right? Yeah, elephant in the room, obviously, how to talk about it, right? I'm not even trying to be on no weird shit, but it's like, I go to the mosque and it's like, there's a lot of Arabs, there's Turkish people, there's even some white people, Americans, there's black people, like African, like Senegal, those countries. There's black Africans, like people
African
who
converted
here, African Americans. Yeah. And it's like, you know, you're all Muslim. It's like, yeah, you know, you not to say like, oh, you know, we don't look at color, but it's like you don't really like that's not the primary
reason focus. Why we're all here.
Exactly. Yeah. Versus like when you're Jewish, it's like it's its own. Yeah, it's a religion, but it's also like its own like ethnic cultural group.
Like when you ask somebody, what am I? You can say Jewish.
Yeah.
But somebody want to say, oh, I'm Christian.
Exactly. You know it's what
I'm
like, saying? Well, that doesn't tell me anything. That doesn't tell.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So that doesn't go away just because, oh, we moved to a new place. Oh, it's this, it's that. And the fact that like, right, we don't know like what type of policy she's going to enact based on that. And to know that she comes from such like a super hardcore liberal background, you know, like, and then you see her, like, she claims, you know, obviously Jewish ancestry, but not Jewish religion. She's like, we're secular. So it's like, where is that going to put her on the line of like Zionist and not Zionist? She walks around, there's pictures of her wearing a cross. And it's like, okay, why are you doing that? It's like, are you Christian now? Or like, are you doing it to pander to Christians? Or... it's just like so many questions in my head combined with the fact that like all the outside things happening, like regardless of her policies, like all the killings, you know, the fact that the world is in such like a turmoil right now, there's so many international conflicts, doesn't let me sit at peace with this and be happy. Like all the people, they're like, oh my God, yes, our first female president. It's like, it's not the flex you think it is. Right.
Yeah.
Like if anything, you know, you're doing such a big disservice to elect somebody in this time, because if shit goes sideways and the people really like sit down and think and you're like, yeah, this wasn't the right choice, we might not get another female president, regardless if there's one that's really qualified, for a long time just because of this. So,
well, I mean, that was a interesting discussion.
Yeah.
But all I want to say is mi gente Latino.
Mi gente Latina.
Mi gente Latino. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
So.
I just wanted to hear your thoughts.
Yeah.
I already know once we put this clip up. See, you know how they was killing me for saying Rick Ross was top five?
Facts.
They finna get on your ass too. Listen, now you finna feel the heat.
Listen, man.
All right,
like,
now.
It's just been like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, it's a very, very.
You seem conflicted. I could tell your energy changed a little bit.
It's like, you know, especially being Mexican. Like, obviously, I'm here. I consider myself American. But, like, knowing, like, for so many years, Mexico has such traditional values, you know. Like, and people have said it before. Like, even the president, right? The last former president, you know, when they interviewed him about the drug problems and the interviewer was pressing him about how fentanyl is getting made in Mexico and how, you know, all these things are happening in Mexico.
Yeah.
And he, you know, the answer was simple. It's like, why do you think the drug consumption in Mexico is not as big as the drug consumption in America, regardless of whether it's made in Mexico or not? And the interviewer was like, it is. You guys use drugs too. He's like, yeah, but it's not as big of a problem. Why? Well, it's because of the deterioration of American values, right? It's like, you know, even just like thinking on the way here, I'm like, why? You know, you think about our generation, right? Your parents are still together.
Yeah.
My parents are still together. And it's like, why? Because we don't come from this society. It's like a whole different culture. It's like, you know, and you know, some things are good, some things are bad. But I'm sure, like, when you were growing up, same for me, like, when you would hear, like, oh, yeah, my parents are divorced. Like, the first time I heard that from someone, I was like, what do you mean? Like, they're divorced? Like, how does that work?
Yeah.
And then it started becoming more and more popular. And then you look at our generation, like, how many people do we know that's baby mamas or baby daddies? Like everybody
People barely want to get married.
Exactly. And like everybody's baby mamas and baby daddies now. And it's like, why? Are we confused?
This would be killing me. On the IG, you'll see a chick and she'll do this, right? Whenever that girl's pregnant, she'll do this bullshit right here. This is the biggest blessing of my life. No, where's the nigga that got you pregnant?
Facts, yeah.
Don't do all that.
Why are you doing the baby shower?
The baby daddy is always missing.
Yeah.
We gonna put out a missing person. I'm gonna put up an IG page. Facts. Please help us find y'all baby daddies. Because he's missing.
The mystery character when you haven't unlocked just a shadow in the back. You don't know who it is.
Yeah, bro. They never. I'll be trying to like snoop on the IG page. I'm like, where's the baby daddy?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? But you're right though. It's like it's crazy. You can have a baby and that's a permanent, like, we gotta take care of this dude
forever.
For the rest of this person's life. But sometimes, like, it seems like marriage is more of a head, like, marriage is more of a commitment to these people than a baby.
Right, yeah, and which I'm makes like, no sense.
Y'all got it, bro. I don't even judge at this point.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just like a combination of all that, just to feel like Mexico might end up there, you know, with all the policies they're pushing, with all, like, the media. And, you know, I'm not some conspiracy theorist who's going to come out here and be like, oh, the media, all this, like... But it's true. It's like you see, you know, what they're pushing on social media. You see the type of TV and the movies that they're pushing.
In Mexico?
Like, in Mexico and here, okay, right? Because they already done got to America. Like,
oh, yeah,
America,
it's over with for, yeah.
Yeah, it's like to feel like that's going to start bleeding out to other parts of the world, especially parts that were, you know, traditional, like that had some kind of culture and values and morals and ethics that came with, you know, being from that part of the world, you know, feeling that that's going to affect. You know, I've had, like, a lot of friends recently talk to me, like, yeah, I'm ashamed to be Mexican now, or, like, oh, I hate Mexico. Like, you know, I was planning to retire in Mexico. I'm like, damn, bro, like, once, you know, I'm good, like, I've got...
I'm my, still my planning to good. Retire in Mexico.
My kids are good, like, you know, my bag is good. Yeah. I can probably just go to Mexico, build a house out there, just chill. And it's, like, you know, in the rural parts, maybe, but it's, like, now we're really going to start to see, like, a really big divide, like, mm-hmm. in Mexico. And that's sad. It's really sad to me. Like, genuinely sad to me as, like, a Mexican. It's, yeah, heartbreaking.
Yeah, well, hey, I just wanted to say I love my Mexican people. Y'all know that.
Facts.
Mi gente Latino.
Facts.
Viva la Mexico.
We need Noah as president in Mexico.
I mean, I'm down. Fuck I'm down. It. I'm down.
We need somebody in power.
Yeah, just tell all the people.
Chill.
Don't shoot me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, don't shoot me. Facts. But I'm down. You think I could really run for president of Mexico?
I don't
Do
know.
Do I need to know Spanish? Week.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Mi gente Latina.
Mi gente Latino. And mi gente Latina. Let's make
yeah,
that clear.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Okay, so I learned Spanish. And then what else do I need to be president of
I don't know what the requirements are. I know here it's like you got to be over
but
35.
But no. I'm saying not the actual like
policy requirements?
No. I'm saying how can I win the people over?
Oh,
because that's the only way I'm going to win the election.
Should we already discuss
Y'all already
that
know I'm tapped. Did we?
Yeah, remember?
Oh yeah.
How you know if you're Mexican or not?
Oh yeah. No, but I'm saying this is the country of Mexico. That's millions of people.
Yeah. I mean, you just got to really show that, like, I feel like the values transcend like anything. You know, you look at every culture, it's like what, you know, the most respected cultures, like what do they value? Hard mm-hmm. work, family, like, you
I
know,
work
community,
hard.
That
I
type
love
of
my
shit.
Family.
And it's like, if you have that, you're good in like 95% of the world. But somehow none of those people ever get elected. It's always the grimy ass, like shiesty ass fucking people that be, you know, taking money under the table, be ordering hits, be doing all this. Like, mm-hmm. they get elected somehow. So it's fucked up, man. Real fucked up.
But I do want to run for political office in Mexico one day.
I'd want to be mayor of Las Vegas first.
You know what's crazy? My homie want to be mayor of Las Vegas.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We should make it happen.
Y'all could, like, collab on that.
Fuck it. I'll be, is there a vice mayor?
I think so.
Fuck it.
Whatever.
All right, y'all, man. We're back. How's the phone call? We getting the bag or not? what the Cavs saying? We're going to have to go to the Miami Heat?
Oh, we are not going. No, we ain't going to the Miami Heat. Damn. Put it this way, right? I need that LeBron Lakers back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that they wasn't talking about none. That whatever the number they said, I need 40 on top of that.
Damn.
Yeah. Hey, bro, I work hard.
Hey, facts.
Think about some shit, right? Because I got my regular job. I got the podcast shit. Photographer, too.
Yep.
Amateur porn star. That last one cap. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I do it like, you know, bro. Like, I had to hit you up to record. You know what I'm saying? Like,
facts,
I'm
facts.
Not late. Like,
yeah.
I'm a go-getter. I'm
yeah,
proactive.
Go
I'm a
go-getter.
Bag,
yeah.
You ain't never finna say no facts. Bullshit about some shit.
Facts.
Except his weight. Except my weight. You know what I mean? Now, I wish I was a hustler in the gym.
Yeah.
But when it comes to corporate, all that bullshit,
I
need
down.
A bag, bro.
Facts.
I need a bag, bro. Because, you know, facts, these recruiters, facts. They call me, yeah, so, you know, okay, and introduce yourself.
They always be trying to lowball, bro.
I'm not introducing shit. You can read my motherfucking LinkedIn,
what's
bro.
The number?
You want me to
first
say the number?
No. I'm saying, like, for them. Like, you want me to do, what's the number first? Before I waste my
oh,
time.
Oh, yeah, no, I said
what's
that.
The number?
I said that off top. I was like, let's get to that. She was like. It was funny. She was on the phone. She's like, "Oh yeah, let's bring up money," and then
yeah, fuck what you talking about.
She said, "Do you want me? I don't want to say the number, but because I don't want y'all thinking, ooh, now we got money."
Yeah.
I'll say the number because I'm open on here. She says 70.
Yeah,
I'm like, nah,
can't do it for 70.
Nah, I need, y'all know what I need. I
can't
need,
go for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I need six of them.
I need six figures
on
mine.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she's like, oh, well, okay, well, let's get back to the executive team, and we'll just touch back next week. When they, let me tell y'all something, because I done been on a million of these recruiter calls.
Yeah.
When they say, let's touch back next week, ooh, that's over with. Yeah. That's like when girls say, oh, my God, I just saw your DM. You saw my motherfucking DM. You on the phone
24/7.
Yeah.
How you just see you my take shit.
I just thought about this morning. When girls say that, that shit be capped, because if you check a girl's camera roll, most of that shit is selfies.
Facts.
So you saw the time. You saw my notification, but then you go cap because you don't want to let me down easy.
Facts.
So these recruiters be playing, bro. Honestly,
playing, bro.
I swear to God, it's the two. This is the two worst things up out here about in the game right now: dating and finding a job. This shit is ass. This shit is terrible.
Yeah.
This shit is terrible.
Market all fucked up.
Market all fucked up. I'm like, man.
Yeah.
I don't. All I'm asking for. Maybe I'm asking for too much. Y'all let me know in the comments. I need six figures. It sounds crazy, but I work hard.
Hey.
And I need fully remote.
Yeah.
Because I'm not finna go to no office and change my voice. And
After you experience that fully remote life, I feel like it's hard as fuck to go back. You can't go back.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If I'm going back to an office, I need a ticket.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. Because I got to travel. I got to, you know what I mean? Listen, y'all, me and him don't live together.
Nah.
I had to drive down here to do this motherfucking podcast. But I love the game. I got to hustle. That's what
I don't live here neither.
Yeah, but.
That's going to make it seem like I live in a, I live in a goddamn studio, baby. But to be honest, bro, like when we're putting this shit together, I wonder how crazy it looks to the people outside. Because we got couches and shit in here. People are probably like, damn, something about to move in. Live next door.
It definitely looked like an apartment type vibe. But long story short, though, we hustling, though.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing is like. Cause you know I'm trying to do other shit, man. I'm trying to come on now. I'm finna build a family.
Facts. Hard as fuck.
Off 70 racks?
Yeah.
You can, but it's skimping.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
You just said y'all went to Miami. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to go to Miami too.
There you go.
I'm found blue balcony.
Yeah. Live.
Got some with me.
Live bottle service.
Yeah. Facts. Yeah. Cause shout out to the homies. I go to Live, but when I'm in Live, I'm just walk. This is all I got in Live. Yeah. I'm just water bottled out.
Miami Live.
Oh, the real, not the real Live, but you know what I mean?
The original.
The big brother Live.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
it's different. I feel like those recruiter calls, everybody be so damn stingy with the money nowadays. It's like, bro, I know, like.
I literally said that on the call. I was like, bro, I got to keep up with inflation.
Facts.
It's not even, I'm not asking for money because I'm bougie. It's just like. Bro.
I remember getting hired, right? My first job out of college was the one I left.
Mm-hmm.
And. You know, I'm there getting paid, and I'm getting paid pretty well. It's engineering.
Yeah.
But it's like, you look at the contracts, and it's like, bro, I'm 23.
Yeah.
The contract I'm working on is worth $45 million, and I ain't even getting fucking 1% of this 1% shit.
Of
like,
that.
Come on. What are bro, we talking are we about? Doing? Like, get me right, bro.
That's what's crazy. It's like, they playing in your face, bro.
It's facts.
And I feel like that's the thing. Like, you're going to need a 9-to-5, a 5-to-9, a OnlyFans. Like, I'm stuck. I'm going to need, podcast shit is a hustle. It's going to make money for sure. We done spent too much goddamn money.
Facts.
These is nice walls, y'all. Look at this couch. This shit ain't cheap. We didn't get this off the back of a truck.
Yeah, I know.
This wasn't from a mom.
I wish we did.
Police.
Yeah. I wish we did, low key. But yeah, man. Fuck, if y'all fuck with us, we're going to keep it up, man. I know the support keep coming. Companies going to come in. Sponsors going to come in.
Yeah.
Content going to start being monetized.
Yeah.
We're going to be good, hopefully. And then the content is going to be even better. Because, look, all the money we make from this, basically going to get put back into the content, basically.
Honestly.
So,
yeah.
Fuck, y'all keep sharing it, liking it, fucking with it, man. The content is going to be even better and better and better every time.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's men's mental health awareness month.
Yes, it is.
I didn't know that.
We didn't know it either.
So that just goes to show you how much we really need.
Exactly.
Yeah, we were talking about this, and kind of all ties in because like you're just talking about all this work shit. We were just talking about how like men in general we just work so much.
Grind.
Yeah,
yeah. It's man. I mean, where do we even start with that topic? First of all. Okay, I want to ask you.
Yeah.
As a man, how's your mental health?
Chilling.
Chilling. Like,
one, I feel like one to whenever ten, you ask any dude, how's right. your, he'll be like, yeah, I'm chilling.
It's but like, one to how ten, to, though, like, honestly, like, one to ten, though.
You know, like, I don't know. Mm. And, like, sometimes I'll be talking to people.
But isn't that crazy as a man? We don't even, like, yeah, sit yeah, down yeah, and yeah, think
exactly.
about that
shit, I was just right? about to say, like you be talking to people, especially when it's a female, like, ask you, like, how do you not know how you feel? And it's like,
you're just stuck in the grind.
I don't know because I don't even take the time to think about how I feel, if that makes sense. Though to me, it's like, whether I'm having a good day or a bad day, it's like, fuck, I'm paying rent here. I'm paying bills here. I'm paying this here. I got to go to the studio. I got to put up all these walls. I got to get the furniture. I got to get the content. I got to be editing. I got to be networking. It's like, there's always something to do. So it doesn't really let you be like, man, I'm sad. Man, I'm not feeling like, it's like, I don't know. It just don't, I don't never really get in that mode, if that makes sense.
Right. And I feel you on that, but I feel like, as because I do the same shit too, but like, yeah. as men, like, that's not healthy.
Yeah.
That's really not healthy. We, like, I feel you on that. Like, even I was talking with my sister, she's like even, forget talking to my sister, like, this vacation I'm finna take tomorrow, this really, it's still, I mean, it is a vacation because I'm seeing family, obviously, but, like, this is really the first vacation I done took since I started my gig now.
Yeah.
Because I'm just so, like.
But, like, I don't know. Like, one thing about me is, like, especially now that we had the podcast.
Right.
I don't know how to, like, vacation. Mm. I don't know how to, like.
Chill.
Go somewhere.
And just chill.
And just relax. Like. Even, like, while I was in Miami, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I really don't want to post. Man, I really don't want to do this. Man, I
but
really.
But you feel like you have to.
But it's like, I feel like the world is just fucking. It feels like I'm in a race, right?
Right.
Like, I'm in a marathon. And it just feels like everyone around me is running. And if I, like, take 2 seconds to, like, chill in Miami, man, I feel like I'm just watching everybody run by me, run by me. And it's so fucked up because, like, you go on vacation to want to de-stress. But you end up being more stressed because you feel like you're behind now. And it's like, fuck. You know, like, I wish I could be able to just, like, go to Miami and just sit on the beach and think of nothing. Just, like, have my mind completely clear. Just look at the ocean, listen to the waves, and just chill. But instead, my mind's like, fuck, I got to pay the rent. Fuck, who are we going to have as a first guest? Fuck, the grand opening. Oh, where do I need to be by the next month, the next 3 months, the next year? How are we going to start monetizing? Oh, I have to email back this sponsor. Oh, I have to plan this content. I have to edit. Oh, I want to start live streaming. I want to start doing this and this and this. And it's like so much shit just in my brain. Like, I can't shut it off.
Yeah. Damn, that's some real shit, bro. Yeah. But I think, like, maybe, and that's the thing is, like, you know, because we understand each other as men, and then obviously people watching this podcast, but, like, we be so, and shout out to Mikey from On the Arm. He kind of is showing the same attributes as well when he was just like, bro, like, I just don't even have the time and shit
Facts.
To do anything else except the store. And, like, we all have this common trait of, like, we just grind until we fucking die.
Yeah.
And as like, why do men do that? Like, is it just America or just men in just general?
I feel like it's just hardwired into us. We're just built because, to be providers.
Because I want to bring up something, right?
Yeah.
When it's Mother's Day on Instagram,
oh, man.
The whole gram,
everybody,
you're going to see every baby picture of everybody on Mother's Day.
Motherfuckers ain't even talk to their mom in like 6 months. You're going to have a picture of your mama don't even go read that message.
Your mama don't even like
you.
She
don't even have Instagram.
Yeah, come on, bro.
You posting that whole paragraph on Instagram. Yeah.
But it's Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. Other than this podcast clip, when it goes up,
y'all have not heard about it. Don't fucking lie. Yeah, y'all have not heard
about it. People talked
about
it for like, what, a day?
Yeah.
If that?
Yeah.
And it was back to the bullshit. And I'm just like, bro, men don't even have a safe space to talk about their mental health. So why even bring awareness to the shit?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I just wanted to bring it up, really.
But like, okay. Let's break it down a little bit further. Like, How would you like be better at processing or dealing with certain things like as a man?
Well, first of all, I go to therapy.
Oh, you go to therapy?
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know if I think I mentioned it maybe on the podcast, but yeah, I've been in therapy for like 2 years. I think like
the fuck?
Why? See? You see what he just did?
Nah, I'm just saying, like, I didn't know. Like,
but you see, you like you judge me.
I didn't know. No. I didn't judge. I'm just saying, like, I didn't know. I was like, what the fuck? I was like shocked because like I never heard about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess I don't really like tell a lot of people. Yeah, like my close friends know and my like family know, but like I never went on a public platform.
Would have been funny as fuck if we're trying to help people and I'm just like, what the fuck are you in therapy for?
Therapy. No, I've been in therapy for like I think like around the same time I started the job I have now, I was like, okay.
What made you want to go?
Well, first of all, I had the money at the time because therapy is expensive than a motherfucker.
I should have been a therapist instead of a fucking podcaster. Well, this is spot to be therapy.
Low key, it does look like
I'm gonna start charging people. Be like, hey, look, we ain't gonna post the episode. If you just want to vent,
shit, but pull up. Charge people. That's how we monetize. Yeah, low therapy key. For free.
Shit,
or therapy for the cheap price. Facts. But to answer your question though, man, I think it was just like. I don't know. I felt like I just wanted answers for a lot of questions I had, like, once I was like a teenager, early child, whatever. Like, I just wanted to be, I guess, like a, I don't want to say a better person, but I don't know. I just wanted to change, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. That's interesting. I feel like, I don't know. Like, I've always thought about going to therapy, and I've heard so many people, like, vouch for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, I don't know, like, not gonna tell people don't go, but I'm just saying, like, for me personally,
mm-hmm.
it just feels like I kind of went through the process, like, by myself, if that makes sense. Like, it will be so many times, like, I'll have conversations with people. And that's another fucked up thing, too, because it's, like, all that shit, I just did, like, by myself. It wasn't, like, oh, I had someone, because, like, you know, I lived, like, through a lot of fucked up shit. And this is not the podcast to break it down on.
Yeah.
I think we did it, like, a year ago, or, like, when I first started the pod.
Yeah.
But yeah, just like I'll hear people talk about like, oh yeah, like therapy helped me deal with this and this because when I was a kid, this happened to me. And I'm like, oh shit, like that happened to me too. And like, I kind of got through it, but it's like, I don't know how. It just kind of like worked itself out in a way.
Right.
So to me, like, I don't know. Therapy is a very good option. So definitely if you got the money, shit, man, go for it. But for me, at least like at the basic level, I just feel like being around people that are kind of similar to you makes you feel like better. Cause I always think about it like growing up in school. I remember like in middle school, bro, like I have bad eyesight, right?
Right.
So in middle, it wasn't until like I got to middle school that I was like, oh shit, my eyesight's like really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like I would sit in the back of the class and I wouldn't be able to see shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so self-conscious because I was going to a magnet school and I was the only kid that was like from the area. So that was my zone school anyway,
mm-hmm.
but I was going to the magnet program and I just felt so out of place because it's like all these kids are kind of like the stereotypical like magnet school kids. And then you have little dusty ass me pulling up and I'm like, fuck, I don't belong with y'all.
Right.
So I was so self-conscious about like even wearing glasses that I didn't want to get glasses, so I wouldn't tell anybody like I couldn't see.
Yeah.
And I would squint to see the board, and there would be some times where like we would have assigned seating, and I would be at the back of the class, and I just couldn't see shit. Like I would have to like, whenever they would pick out people to like answer problems on the board, I'm like, I don't even fucking see up there. Like right. I hope they don't call my name. I used to like go to the bathroom, and just be like, oh, I'm gonna go to the bathroom because I know they're about to ask questions, and I'll come back. Hopefully, it'll be like over with, and then they won't call my name.
Yeah.
So it just became like a self-conscious routine. And then going forward, it's like you go to school and then you're not doing well in the class and you feel like you're the only one that's struggling. You're like, why am I like not good enough? Why am I the one that's suffering? And then like you'll meet your homie or you'll meet somebody and they're like, damn, bro, I'm fucking up too. Like I got an F too. And all of a sudden, just having another person, y'all are both fucked up, but just knowing that somebody else is in the same position as you, they're with you, it just makes you feel like, fuck, I'm not alone, you know?
Right.
And I feel like that mentality, like how we said, us knowing that, you know, our life is just constant grinding, 24/7, work, work, work. Knowing that there's other people, like, around you, it makes it a little bit easier.
But to interject real fast, that other person that you were able to talk to, was that a man?
Yeah, usually.
You see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. That's what I mean, yeah.
I think men, it doesn't have to be conventional therapy, but I think men, just bringing up an awareness, like we need safe spaces to talk to each other about how we're feeling.
Yeah.
Right. Because man, there's this stigma of like, oh, I can't talk about how I'm feeling or I'm like, it's like, if I say I'm depressed, you're going to feel judged.
But is there though?
As men? Yes.
But like, who are, like, in that case, who are you talking to? Because at least me personally, I feel like if my homie ever came to me and was like, bro, I'm fucked up right now.
Right.
I would never be like, oh, you a bitch. Oh, like, oh, like, if they really came to me on that, I'll be like, hey, bro, like,
maybe
what's up?
Not, how do you get not help? Not like, one-on-one, but just the general, like.
I feel like if you do it in public, right. Yes. But if you're like, even if you go to like your group of friends and it's like a group setting, you're like, guys, like, I'm really fucked up. Like, I don't feel like most, like 90% of the time you will not get like, oh, you just being soft or you being a bitch or you being this.
No, like, and it, like, if they're your real friends, they should want to like sit with you and really right. get to the issue. But what I'm saying is like how you were talking about, like, you got that, you got through whatever you were going through by yourself.
Yeah.
What happens as a man is like, oh, you tell somebody, hey, I'm dealing with anxiety.
Yeah.
I'm depressed. You know, God forbid I'm suicidal, whatever.
Yeah.
You're going to, as a man, like, unfortunately, you have to sit by yourself and get through that. Those peaks and those valleys. And what we're saying is, as a society, like, men, unfortunately, a lot of our experiences that mold us and shape us as men, we have to sit by ourselves and go through that shit. And maybe, like, to answer your question again, like, why I joined therapy, I was like, bro, like how I said it before on the Mikey episode, like 2020, 2021, those were like the worst 2 years of my life. I was fucking unemployed on my mama couch. My mama tripping on me like the, you ever seen the gin and juice video?
Oh, yeah.
Or he said in the, like, Snoop Dogg's dad was like, Snoop Dogg and Dogg, you need to get a job at job. Y'all know the clip I'm talking about. But like, I just remember I was so fucking mad, bro. Because I had this fucking accounting degree. Everyone's kissing my ass. Not kissing my ass, but everyone's saying I'm smart. And I'm like, well, y'all saying I'm smart. I don't feel smart. Yeah, Where's the motherfucking success to prove that I'm smart?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was just like, I was just out of it. And, you know, 2020, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, just all this shit going on, all the social unrest. I'm like, bro, I'm fucking out of it, bro. I was going fucking through it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's maybe what really inspired me to go into therapy. And like,
do you feel like you hit rock bottom?
No, not at the time. No, like close. Right. But I'll say maybe rock bottom mentally was like, my first semester in college, I was going through fucking, bro, like panic attacks. Like, yeah. I had my first panic attack. That's funny. Shout out my dog Kevin Jackson. We were studying for a math test, our first math test in math 124. Shout out to UNLV.
Math do be giving panic attacks.
Yeah, but fuck. I honestly thought I was having a heart attack. Seriously, yeah. I had to go to the ER, all type of shit. Like, yeah, bro. I it was so bad. I like literally missed a week of school. I could not eat nothing. My shit was all fucked up.
But like, what was it? What like induced it? Just
I don't know. Just anxiety, I guess, honestly. And that's kind of the thing.
It was the same for me, like, second semester, my freshman year, slash, like, kind of first and second semesters of my, or I guess both semesters of my sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of the same. And I feel like we're similar in that way because we're, like, first generation here in America.
Yeah.
Just feeling like you have that pressure of, like, fuck, like, my family did all this for me to just fuck up now.
No, it's that, but I'm saying, like, That fall semester of 2014, I'm like, my body couldn't function.
But like, why? Like,
to this, bro, I was going to the ER. They was running tests.
You went to therapy. You still don't know why?
I never really talked about it to my therapist. I mean, we should bring it up one session. But like I remember one time I like left the building or whatever. And you know how like UNLV, like sometimes you can open the door and you're just straight outside already?
Yeah.
My eyes like were like all not adjusted to the light.
Oh shit!
I was like blind for a second.
Got flashbang.
Yeah, flashbang. Yeah. I got flashbang, and I'm like, bro, what the fuck is going on with me, bro?
Yeah.
Like it was. I literally could not go to events. Like I remember I had to go to like somebody's graduation party. I just could not go, and my parents were tripping. I'm like, no, what the fuck was wrong? Why don't you want to go? I'm like, I literally can't. You know what I'm saying? So it's something that I maybe I've always kind of struggled with a little bit, but like that was like the
rock bottom.
Yeah, that was the worst of the worst.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, it just like, I feel like it was just the pressure of like, just like I had never like failed in school that bad. Like, you know, in high school.
Oh,
like,
I failed before. And I didn't, school,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, I was always, you know, pretty smart in school. Like, and it just came, like, effortlessly. It just felt like I didn't really try. Yeah. And I never really, like, applied myself.
Yeah.
And then until I got there, it just felt like, fuck, like, why am I fucking up? Like, how can I not do this? How can I not learn this? And, you know, I would do bad in, like, English class. And it's like, I look back at it now, I'm like, how the fuck can I not just write an essay? Like, so fucking easy. Like, look at who the fuck you're writing against. Like, how do you not perform? But just like the pressure of being the first one to go to school, my family, the pressure of, you know, like, fuck, just feeling like everything is on your shoulders. Like, if you fail, it all goes away. Yeah. And, you know, that shit just makes or breaks people. And I saw a lot of people, like, they left, you know, like all the people that I remember in my freshman classes, like when I graduated, none of them were there at all. They had all either dropped out or went to study something else. And, you know, luckily I stuck it out and I'm happy I did. But just like knowing that people struggle with that, like, we should know that it's not, nobody is ever alone in their struggles. Like, there's always somebody out there. That's why I said, like, you know, misery loves company. As long as you know, like, somebody out there is with, like, similar to you, it makes you feel less alone. When you're less alone, it gives you courage.
We don't speak up enough about it.
Exactly. Like, yeah, that's the problem.
Like, I'm at the point I am in life now, like, I was able to share that on a public platform. Like, this clip's gonna go up and, like, you know, like, I all I want to be now in my life right now is a safe space for anybody, right? So, like, people have called me, grown men have called me in tears.
Yeah.
Right? Because they felt comfortable enough to share with me. And I don't take that for granted.
Nah, facts.
You know what I mean? So, to anybody watching this, like, if y'all going through anything, like, DM me.
Yeah, his number is going to be on the screen.
Not my phone number. Y'all hit me up on Instagram. I'm not giving out my phone number, but if you keep talking to me, I'll give you my phone number. But
hey, if any recruiters are watching this right now, man, y'all missed out on a hell of a candidate, man. Bump that fucking number up next time you call.
For sure, man. Yeah. I'm a photographer, therapist, all type
whatever
of
you
shit.
Need in the office, shit's going to get handled.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. But, like, you know, that's the thing. Like, I tell, like, the homies all the time or whatever, like, you included, like, if you're ever going through something, bro, call me. Like, I'm never going to leave you out in the dirt because I know what that feeling's like to feel like, bro, nobody my cares, mind is bro. Tripping on me, like, playing tricks on me, like the fucking Ghetto Boy song. Like,
facts.
When you feel like your mind is working against you, bro, you feel like it's like the, what's that movie, Black Swan. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie, but you start tripping.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I just wanted to talk about that, but, you know, I just want this podcast to be a safe space. I want this comment section to be a safe space for any men feeling a type of way or feeling however they feel. Like, we just need to speak amongst each other.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? It's just the men, we just understand how, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not explaining it well, but, like, we just need to be able to talk amongst each other as friends, brothers, sons, and like, it's a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? So I took therapy. That's one route, but, you know, for some people it's working out, or some people it's making music, or some people it's podcasting.
Yeah, facts, bro. You know this what I'm shit saying? Is literally therapy.
Yeah, whatever it is, but, like, we just need, like, cause some, like how you were saying, being a man is fucking taxing, right?
I ain't never done nothing more exhausting in my life than be a fucking man.
That's a bop.
That is.
That's a bop. Say that again.
I never did anything in my life more exhausting than being a man.
Hey.
Facts.
What that's
and I feel like, bro, podcasting is therapy, because if you really look at it, it's like, why do you feel so fucked up? Because you feel like you're alone, you can't get anything out of you. When you come to podcast, I know even if nobody gives a fuck, I can let everything that's in my mind
out.
Just talk about it, just let it out. Yeah. And it just feels like I let it go.
Yeah.
So here's a better question. To me, it feels like recently, whether it's we're talking about it more, I don't know which you feel about it, but do you think we're just, because there's more awareness, we're talking about it more? Or do you feel like there's actually like an epidemic of more mental health issues and problems than there was like in the past?
I mean, we're still relatively young, so I don't know. But like, I think it's just more, just, you know, like our generation, we're just more able to speak up about how we're feeling.
Yeah.
Like, I think our parents' generation, they weren't, that was, like, you can't even say you were depressed. That word didn't exist.
Your ass, wash them motherfucking dishes, you gonna better stop being depressed.
Depressed? You better depress them dishes. Facts. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just not a healthy response to, you know, telling somebody how they feel. So
is it? It's crazy because like I remember, and not me, but like, shit, I'm gonna air it out. But my sister, like sometimes, not as much now, but like before, mm-hmm. I would see like how shit would get handled in the house, right? So she would be like, "I'm sad," or "I'm this," or "I'm that." Right. And when you tell your parents that, especially your old school Mexican parents, it's like. They don't understand. They're like, why are you sad? Like, what happened to make you sad?
They don't get it.
And they don't know, like, shit, it's like, I'm just fucked up. And like, yeah. Why are you sad? Yeah. Nothing's happened to go. Because, like, to them, it's really just like, shit, you went to work. You got paid. You got home. There's food on the table. What the fuck are you sad about?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, fuck. Yeah.
And that's
it's all frame of reference, though, too. Because, shit, if we go back home, shit, you see how them people living fucked up. Man. You're like, damn, why the fuck am I fucking like crying, complaining about having it so good?
And that's funny because I kind of had the same experience with my pops. Like, how I was talking about, like, that fall semester. Like,
yeah.
At first, he didn't really believe it until he had to keep going to the ER, like, damn near every week. I was fucked up. So, God bless. I love my dad so much. He bought a spray. Like, yeah. I could put it on my tongue. He's like, no, I take this. It's good. It's going to calm down the anxiety. I'm like, this shit don't work,
what
dog.
What spray? Like,
it was like.
Some African shit or, like,
no,
medicine?
No, he bought it from, like, CVS or something.
Oh, shit.
So, I was supposed to spray it on my tongue. And it was like. I don't know.
Like how would people be having like smelling salts and shit?
Yeah, yeah. Kind of like, but no, it was
like a
Listerine type spray.
The fuck?
And then I would just stay on my tongue and I'm like,
but I'm still fucked up. Daddy,
yeah,
what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. Pops, I'm like, but I don't think this worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still have the box, so I might bring it next episode, but.
We gotta give it away, man. Yeah. Who got anxiety, man? I'm gonna do a giveaway.
We'll give it away.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, like, you know, where do we. I guess go from here about like bringing more awareness to this topic.
I feel like
because doing this podcast, just being able to be open about what we've went through,
yeah,
on a public platform, I think that brings awareness.
No, for sure. And I feel like just being comfortable, like owning what you are and who you are. I feel like there's a lot of phoniness in the world, whether people do it for clout or people do it for, you know. A myriad of stupid reasons.
Listen, when I'm talking about this topic, this is not for clout.
Facts.
Like, I'm dead ass sincere about this. Yeah. You can tell in my tone, like, I'm...
No, but I'm saying, like, there will be people, like, they'll over-exaggerate what they went through to make it look more difficult or, you know, just to look cool.
Like a Vegas rapper.
Yeah, or exactly, like a Vegas rapper. Or there's people who, like, purposely don't talk about what they went through because they feel like it paints them in a negative light. And I used to be, like, a lot like that.
Yeah.
Just like I said, like going from like, you know, being like fucking just a dusty ass, like typical Mexican kid, man. We outside playing, like fucking running around the city doing stupid shit.
Right.
And going to a magnet school because the phone that I had to pick up, because my mom don't speak no fucking English.
Yeah.
I had to pick up the phone and the lady's talking about some, oh, you actually qualified to be in a magnet program. And my mom was like, yeah, you're doing it. And I was like, I guess I'm doing it.
All right, yeah.
And then from there, it's like, okay, now I don't go to school with none of my friends.
Yeah,
I'm going to school with all these kids that live in Summerlin, Henderson, right. Green Valley. Right. You know, they got their parents got nice jobs. Right. They, you know, they chilling, and I'm fucking raggedy as shit. Just like the self-confidence was just like destroyed. Right. You just feel like even though it wasn't like that at the time, like I know now. You just feel like everybody's judging you, and you just feel like everybody's like, oh yeah, I'm not talking to him. You just something in your brain is just telling you like, oh, you don't fit in here. So being able to go from that back to kind of the other side fucks you up more because then you're like, fuck, all my friends from the hood probably think like, oh, he think he all this now. He think now. He that. He bougie now. He's this.
And like, when, like, I told y'all I went to a magnet school, yeah, y'all
yeah,
was
yeah.
clowning me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really? Same shit. It's like you feel like, oh, they looking at me different. Man. And that fucks your brain up because it's like, now you don't even like to tell people, oh, what you did, where you went, this and that, because you feel like it gives you some kind of fucking stereotype about you. But I just gotten to the point in my life where I'm like, I don't give a fuck anymore. Like, it is what it is. Like, I am who I am.
Book.
If you like me, God bless. If you don't like me, God bless. But, you know,
we're
just
there.
Gonna keep it 100. It's like, what is the point? Like, authenticity is the best thing for you. You're gonna feel better. I promise you, you're going to perform better in your job or your business or whatever it is. Like, being authentic is going to get you so much further than if you just fake it. Always.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. And maybe that's why, like, you know, doing this podcast or, like, should I post on IG? Like, people know I'm not bullshitting them.
Yeah.
And I've always been somebody like that. Like, whatever I'm going through, I don't
Wear your heart on your sleeve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I let everybody, you know, I let everybody see it.
For sure.
So, wrapping up, though, you know, I mean, you can wrap it up. I don't know what to say.
is that the last topic?
Oh, no. I meant that.
That conversation?
Yeah, that part of the conversation. We still got something else to talk about.
What else?
Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, I mean, just wrapping up, it's like, first, we want to let y'all know you're not alone. Like, okay, here's like, sum it up, kind of not really. My goal always for like whatever I did in my life, because I felt alone.
Yeah.
Like one of my biggest goals was always, besides like helping my family doing all this shit, one of my biggest goals was making sure that anybody who identified with me on any level knew that they were not alone. Yeah. Right. Cause like, if you really think about how many, like, how would you call it? I guess lanes. Like if you really think about like how many lanes each of us really is in.
Yeah.
We cover so many people, right? Because you can look at yourself as like a man. You can look at yourself as a black man. You can look at yourself as an African man. You can look at yourself as a photographer. You can look at yourself as an accountant. You can look at yourself as a podcaster. You can look at yourself. So all of these people, right? Whether or not they were.
Once you brought down the list, I'm like, wow, bro, they do a lot.
Dead ass. Yeah. And it's like, we don't give ourselves that credit because we're like, oh, I'm just me. No, we do a lot of shit. So all of these lanes that we're in, right? There might be an accountant that's like, fuck, man, I don't know how to do this. It's like, fuck, hit me up. There might be a photographer who's like, I don't know how to do this. I don't know what's the best way to network. What's the best this? What's the best that? There might be a podcaster who's coming up. There might be some just, you know, African-American. There might be some man, some anybody. So I always felt like, shit, anything, whatever it is, as small as you think it is, if we have it in common, I want you to know that you're not alone. Whatever struggle you're with, I might have gone through the same thing. Someone that I know might have gone through the same thing. So I would want to be like that link or that person to go to where it's like, fuck, I'm fucked up. Let me go talk to him because I know he's going to be there. He's going to look out for me. He's going to put me on game. Whatever it is you need, I might not be able to help you, but I'm at least point you in the right direction or try to point you in the right direction, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So
I think that was a good sum up.
Yeah. Man, God bless y'all, man.
God bless y'all, man.
Last thing on the list. Mm. Last thing on the agenda, man.
Okay.
SOD Money Game, man. Big Soldier. Yeah.
Niggas say Soldier ain't from the hood. Come on now.
Come on, man.
So let me introduce why we're talking about that. Yeah. So I'm on IG and I'm clicking through stories. And then I look at your story. I'm like, okay, y'all at a concert. That's what's up. And then I like zoom in with my eyes. I squint. I'm like, bro, is that Soldier Boy?
Yeah.
How the hell did y'all go see Soldier Boy Memorial Day weekend?
I just out of the blue. So it was like kind of meant to be, and hopefully it transpires some more. But have you heard of the new place, Atomic Golf?
Yeah.
So it was right it's at the Strat, basically.
Yeah.
So I got a homie, shout out to my homie Junior. We've been talking. I'm like, yeah, bro. So on my TikTok, I don't know if y'all follow my TikTok, but I like to just cover like a lot of Vegas shit. I like to go do live streams and shit there, just bullshitting. But, two of the videos I posted that got the most views are golf related. Mm-hmm. And I kind of fuck with golf. Like now, recently, like the last few years, I've been fucking with golf. So I was like, damn, bro, like that could be like one of the kind of little subcategories of my TikTok is just doing cool golf shit in the city. Mm-hmm. So I was like, man, it would be dope to go do content at Atomic Golf. And my homie's like, yeah, bro, I think he worked in nightclubs. He was like the host. Mm-hmm. So he's like, yeah, bro, I know a bunch of people. They basically poached a lot of the people that were working nightclubs to go work at Atomic Golf. Mm-hmm. So he's like, yeah, bro, we might. He's like, yeah, I know a bunch of people there. They're kind of talking to me. He's like, I'm going to hit you up if I ever go over there. I was like, bet. And then I saw that they were having Soldier Boy. And you know me, I don't like asking people for shit. So all I did, I sent him the post with the little eye emojis, kind of being like,
could you look it up, if, maybe?
If, hey. Could you? I ain't going to ask, man. You can look it up, maybe. But like, he was like, oh, yeah, I saw that. And that's all he said. I was like, I know you saw it. We all saw it. Like, come on. But later that day, Benji texts me. And at this point, it's like 10 p.m. And, you know, I'm already just like getting ready to go to sleep. Yeah. It's Friday night, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't Friday or Saturday.
But he texts me. He's like, what's the move? And I'm like, bro, it's late as fuck already. Like, what do you want to do?
If yeah, we Benji's plan anything, a night out, y'all. Yeah. He don't operate on a regular clock like the rest of us. Nah.
So, and he's like, let's go to Soldier Boy. I got tickets. And I'm like, what the fuck?
How the hell did you get
tickets? I don't know how he got, I still don't know to this day how he got tickets. But he's like, yeah, I got tickets. I'm like, bet. So we show up and it's like doors open at like 10:30 or some shit. We show up, it's like 11:30 because mind you, the fucking Strap parking lot was full. Mm-hmm. I don't know if everybody was there to see Soulja Boy, but the whole casino was packed.
Yeah.
Memorial Day weekend is lit out here. So we get there and Chingy performed. Chingy performed right before, and I was like, yeah, we're getting this weak shit out of here, man. Where's Soulja Boy at, man? Where's Soulja Boy at, man?
Bro. Shout out Chingy. Shout out Chingy.
Where's Soulja Boy at? We here for Big Soulja. But that's like, you know, shout out to Chingy. It was just like, that was my mindset. Right. Like, man, I want to see Soulja Boy. He ain't end up performing till like 1 a.m. or like 2 a.m. Like, late as hell. And actually, Sean Kingston was supposed to be there, but he got arrested.
What?
Yeah, I don't know if you seen he got arrested, but he was gonna he was gonna be there.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But man, Soulja Boy like has so many iconic songs. Like, fuck, man.
Kiss me through the phone.
Yeah, really. He was like, man, he was Drake before Drake. He really was Drake before
Soulja
Drake.
Soulja Boy, hey, listen, big Draco, look, we man. Are big Soulja Boy fans right on the Run podcast.
Facts.
Soulja Boy, hey, that top five list. Soulja Boy might have to go in there.
Soulja Boy might have to be top five.
Soulja Boy might have to go in there.
In terms
bro.
Of like his impact on the culture.
He changed the music like, industry.
He changed the game completely.
Yeah.
Completely. Like, and he be bullshit. Like, he don't be bullshitting, but he be bullshitting when he says, like, oh, yeah, I'm the first this, first that.
Yeah.
You do, like, look at your receipts.
He don't
look
be
at
lying.
The facts.
He don't be lying.
Bro, he really be the first
Soulja
person that be doing
was
that shit.
Low key the first, like, hip hop gamer.
Yes.
All of, you know how T Grizzly be on Fortnite?
Yes.
All that shit? Bro, SODMG money game, bro.
He got his own fucking console.
Thank you.
His own phone, man. You, why you be bullshit with
Soulja Boy
man?
And Ray J are the two greatest rap.
Shout out to Raycon.
Yeah,
shout out to Raycon. Man, sponsor us.
For sure. Two greatest entrepreneurs, the rap, music, hip hop, whatever industry has ever seen.
Facts. Man.
But how was the performance though? It was lit.
Lit, man. Lit. Soulja Boy got that energy, man. He just be like, and the thing about him is like, you know, he got old shit. He got some like trendy new shit. Mm-hmm. Like everybody knows the words. Like it's just a vibe, bro. Yeah. And it's like, fuck, man. I listened to Soulja Boy on the way home that day. I was like, man, this shit got me lit, bro.
Hey,
how
bro.
The fuck did I stop listening to Soulja Boy?
Do you think we could ever get a Soulja Boy interview?
For sure. I'm gonna hit him up. Nah, but man,
not?
Shout out to, we might as well reach out.
Yeah.
Shout out, but yeah, man, that was a dope ass performance, man. First rapper to ever perform at Atomic Golf, man. Hopefully it's not the last time he performs there, but that shit was dope.
Shout out to Atomic Golf.
Shout out to Atomic
Can
Golf.
Can we do
man.
Anything over there?
So this is what I heard. Now I'm not gonna put y'all's business out there that bad because I heard a lot of shit.
Okay.
But I've heard that they really overhired a lot of people. They let go like 200 people within the last like month, 2 months.
Ooh.
So things are the books probably. I mean, you're an accountant.
Yes.
You're letting go of 200 people.
Yes. Yeah. Get up out of there.
There's some
it's,
shit.
It's,
that, yeah.
It's some shiesty meisty.
Yeah.
So
this is my thinking, right?
Okay.
You let go of 200 people. Now you need to get people down there. What is your target audience? Your target audience is not the people that are here on vacation, because the people that are here on vacation would probably just pay a little extra to play golf at Topgolf because the view is better. It's on a strip. People are already staying there anyways.
Yeah.
They're going to go there, right?
Yeah.
Your target audience should be locals. Atomic Golf should be like the local spot to hang out. Like if we're like all in, there's a group of 6-8 of us.
Yeah.
You know, what
we're
are we going to do? Bowling?
Yeah.
Nah, fuck that. Let's go Atomic Golf, right?
Yeah.
Here's my mentality, right? You need somebody who's tapped in, somebody who's going to make content, somebody who's, you know, they know a lot of people. Hit up On A Run Podcast. Look, this is all we need. We don't need you to pay us yet. We're not going to guarantee to flood the place yet. But look, you don't even got to pay us. Just give us a card where we can play 2 hours for free a week whenever we want. All we got to do is just fucking go on the website and use our card and little membership shit. Play 2 hours for free. You don't even got to give us food and drinks, none of that. Just 2 hours for free. And let us record there.
Yeah.
I promise you we gonna run it up.
Yeah.
Because imagine it's just like we're all chilling. It's like, fuck it, let's go to Atomic Golf. Or somebody comes in and like we could do a video there where it's like, you know, it doesn't have to be a podcast. We could just do a little vlog kicking it at Atomic
Golf.
Us playing golf. Posting clips on the.
Just Benji.
It's going to be fun
golf.
As fuck.
That,
yeah,
that'd be fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? And it's like, it don't cost you nothing because you already own the place. You already own everything. Like,
yeah. So Atomic Golf, if y'all watch, or
Any business.
Yeah, just tell us to pull up and record.
Exactly.
You'll see a return on investment. We promise you. Money back guarantee.
Promise you.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's like my way of thinking. So shit.
No, you're right though. Honestly, because they be inviting influencers and shit. Yeah, to events.
And it's like, and the thing too is like, most of the influencers they target don't have anything to do with that. Like they'll bring in foodies. It's like, bro, I don't go there for the food. Like I go there for the fucking golf because it's funny.
Yeah.
So bring us in. Shit, we'll get it lit. We're locals. Should we chill like around there? If we go out, locals, it's like we're not gonna go to the Strip. We're gonna go right there, Fremont, the fucking Arts District.
Yeah,
Stratosphere is right there, so it's like
that's might the thing as well. About people don't even know that about like people that live in Las Vegas. We don't like going to the Strip
at all. Yeah, at all.
It's all that expensive ass parking. Bro, dirty as hell. Yeah. Have you noticed it? If I'm like, because I moved here 2004.
Yeah, it's gotten way dirtier.
Okay, I know I'm not. I'm like, bro, the Strip was not this damn dirty.
Yeah,
yeah. Strip dirty as hell. I'm like, damn.
Yeah,
but I mean, do we have anything else really to cover? I think we hit a lot.
We talk about our grand opening.
Oh yeah, bring that. Yeah.
Okay, so we haven't really even spoken about it that much. Nah. So I guess this will kind of just be our conversation. Whatever we keep on here, we keep on here. But what I'm thinking is, I've talked to a lot of people who make content. And I guess like they all vouch for the same thing. Like the best way to get content is like podcasting is really good, especially for business, which is what I'm going to pitch to businesses, because you get a long form conversation, which you could also get clips. So you're kind of doing two things at once.
Yes.
Now, if we live stream it, we get the live stream, we get the podcast, and we get the clips. So what I'm thinking for the grand opening is I really want to target creators who are like, you know, tapped into the city. They be making content, whether it's podcasts, interviews, like short form content, long form content. I want to bring everybody here on grand opening.
Yeah.
And I want to play Family Feud.
Okay.
So I'm going to bring the Steve Harvey mustache. I'm going to be up there with the questions. We're going to make teams of like five. We're going to play against each other. And hopefully we'll be able to figure out how to live stream it. So you guys could watch it live on YouTube.
Yeah. We're
going to have everybody share the links, man. Get the chat popping, you know, interaction. Yeah. So then we'll do that live. After that goes out, we're going to have the full video to post.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have the clips to post. So there's going to be a bunch of content from our grand opening. And, you know, for everybody that comes that day, we're going to do a raffle. So we're going to give away. I don't know what we should give away. I'm thinking we just give away like $1,000 worth of studio credit. And then whatever it is you want to record, you want to book hours, you want to have editing, if you want to, if you need help recording, whatever it is,
$1,000 worth of credit. I'll sell my services. What? If you need a podcast host.
There you go.
Yeah, I could be on other people's podcasts too.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So
that's included in the $1,000.
There you go. So yeah, but that's what I'm thinking for the grand opening. Should get it lit. Have some food, catering some food. We got a bar, so like have somebody.
We can finally use it now.
Yeah, we can finally use it.
We never really used it at the old podcast.
It's just literally a table. We use it as a table.
How did we get that bar, by the way?
We got it from some Cuban roid head, coke head guy. See? Oh. Okay. Miami people are fucking crazy.
He's from Miami?
Miami. So literally we bought that. We bought the old green couch from the old setup from him. We bought the rug we had.
Where'd you find this guy?
So there's a little, you know, little insider secret. There's a place called OfferUp.
That's not an insider secret.
Okay.
I was like.
So what did we see first? I think I saw the couch first.
Uh-huh.
But then we go on this dude's page. It was actually his wife's page.
Okay.
We go on her page, and then she's got, like, a bunch of furniture for sale. I'm like, oh, shit, we might as well just get a bunch of shit for the pod.
Mm-hmm.
That was when we first moved into the old one.
Mm-hmm.
We go over there. This dude opens the door. Mm-hmm. It's fucking Cuban guy.
Mm-hmm.
Swole as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking on roids
mm-hmm.
to the max. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what do you guys want? What do you guys want? Where for the furniture? You want the bar? You want the table? Like, dead ass accent, thick as hell, right?
Yeah.
So we start chopping it up. He starts telling us how like he made his money in crypto and he had a moving business and like how he sells furniture on the side.
Yeah.
He's got like storage lockers full of a bunch of shit. So he tells us about that bar. He's like, yeah. He's like, when I hit big on crypto, he's like, I wanted to buy something nice for my house. So he got, I guess he got that commission.
So he thought that bar was the
He got it commissioned in Italy, so it's handmade. That's
commissioned in Italy?
It's handmade. He said he paid, I think it was like $6,000 or $7,000 to make it in Italy, and then he had to pay to get it shipped here. Oh, then he let two idiots buy it because his wife had sold it to some lady.
Yeah.
And I guess it was a white American lady, and he's like, yeah, that bitch is an alcoholic. She's going to fuck up my bar. My father told me, oh, yeah, don't, you better not sell the bar when I die. You better not sell it. He, my father loved the bar, and he's like, I'm not gonna fucking sell to this alcoholic bitch. He's gonna fucking ruin it. He's like, I better sell it to you guys. He's like, you guys are gonna fucking put good use to it. And I'm like, yeah, I guess.
I guess.
And he starts going on this fucking rant about Miami in the 80s and how like he was going on coke binges for the whole weekend and he had friends in the Cuban mafia. Wait, and
do
like,
we still have this guy's contact?
I wish. And then
we should interview him.
Dead ass. And then he starts talking about something like, oh yeah, like he's like the only way to come down off the coke. He's like, after a whole weekend of fucking being just he's like, it was like this Cuban soup, I guess. He's like, there's this one place in Miami, they sell this Cuban seafood soup. That's the only way. And I'm like, okay. And then we start buying other shit from him, right? And then I guess he was mad at his wife. They were like getting divorced soon or some shit. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, my wife put it up for $8,000. He's like, fuck it. He's like, Benji was like, oh, he's like, I'll give you $60 for it. He's like, he's like, I don't know. My wife, she had his stuff for $8,000. He's like, you know what? Fuck that bitch. Give me $40 for it. I'm like, what the fuck? So he just starts selling us like a bunch of shit. He starts talking to us about, he starts offering us like fucking Adderalls and shit. And I'm like, bro, this dude is off a fucking sick one.
Did y'all feel safe one. When you pulled up to his house?
I was chilling.
I was chilling.
Miami, yeah, okay. Miami motherfucker. That's the classic Miami. Like, if you go to Miami, that's all there is there. You walk down the street and there's dudes like, perico, 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 mota, mota. I'm like, fuck.
What?
Like, you're like, perico, perico, mota, whatever you need, whatever you need. What do you want? What do you want? I'm like, this is a fucking silent auction? Like, what the fuck?
I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if we could ever find the guy that sold the bar okay. to us.
His name is Roberto. He used to live like, what's that neighborhood called? It's like all the way south. You know, like when you're going to Seven Magic Mountains, whatever that shit is called? Mm-hmm. Like the last neighborhoods, like at the very bottom of Las Vegas. I know Vegas. What
you're talking about.
He lives all the way there. His name's Roberto, Cuban guy. He's probably like 50s. From Miami. If y'all know him, man,
please
send him the podcast. Because look, not only was he a W guy, but like he sold us a bunch of furniture. He probably still got a lot of shit we could buy from him.
Yeah.
Fuck it. But yeah, and then he starts telling us, he's like, yeah, bro, I was on steroids and shit. I'm like, what do you mean was? Like, you motherfucker, you still on that shit.
You still buff as hell, bro.
And then he showed us a picture, and then he's like, yeah, he's like, fuck. He's like, and I think Benji was like, damn, you was even bigger back then. He's like, no, I wasn't big. I was fucking huge.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? Bro, he was swole as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny as fuck.
Well, hey, Roberto.
Shout out to Roberto, man.
Hey, you sold us the legendary bar that we have.
And the couch, the green couch.
And the green couch.
That green couch is iconic. Yeah. That's why I got another green couch. Because I'm like, that's okay.
That's like a lucky cool thing. Yeah. Keep the green couch fuck everywhere.
It. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it, man. That's it
for this episode, man. Be tapped in for the next episode, man. Next week is probably going to be the one where we do a guest finally. So be on the lookout for that. Thank you to everybody who's been supporting the podcast, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I know we've been away a little bit inconsistent just because we've been getting a new studio set up, man. But I promise you, content's only going to keep getting better and better, man.
For sure.
Let them know where they can find you on socials, bro.
Y'all already know where y'all can find me. Write this down. At N, the letter N, the number 2, DATK. So N to the TK on all platforms, DSPs, whatever y'all like.
You on Tidal?
I'm finna be on Tidal. Yeah, Jay-Z, hit us up, big dog.
Wait, is there a podcast on Tidal?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Ooh,
we need to get on Tidal.
Get that Tidal deal.
Facts.
Ooh, big money.
Facts.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Follow the Instagram page, onarun.pod on Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube, please. It should be onarun.podcast. Subscribe. If you haven't already, if you listen to on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, make sure to rate the show, because if you rate the show,
five stars.
Yeah, the better, the more ratings we get, the more people will fuck with our podcast. Make sure to do that, man. Follow me on Instagram at AKBTG, man. Thank y'all so much. We'll see y'all next week for another episode.
Peace.